Hey, Edge of Match family, I am here with a very, very sweet, kind person that I absolutely adore for his launch that I'm so excited about. And I just saw the cover as well, and so I can't wait to ask you a little bit about the cover of the book. Elijah, welcome to Edge of Match After Hours and your Edge of Match launch. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Mandy. It's so, oh man, I'm just so excited to be here right now. I'm so excited for the launch of the book. I am thrilled to be working with you and, you know, Dr. Thomas, Sarah Thomas, shout out to her and everybody else over at EduMatch. Y'all have been great.
Well, we appreciate that. You have been killing it on social media with the book. So that is amazing as well. For anybody who had is living under a rock and hasn't heard of you, can you introduce yourself a little bit to everyone?
Sure. Elijah Carvajal here. I am an educator living and working in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is my 9th year of teaching. When I wrote the book, it's really kind of shows what I did as a general education teacher, but now I'm currently working as a Title I reading interventionist, which I love. It was a good change. It came at just the right time for me. But I'm doing that and loving it. Fun fact, I was homeschooled K through 12. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You'll read about that story in the book, but my first public school experience was day one of student teaching. So quite a culture shock. But you'll read in the story in the book all about kind of my story and why I chose to do that as well. Teaching just kind of runs in the family. My mom was a teacher before she homeschooled myself and my siblings. Grandparents were teachers. I've got cousins who are teachers. Shout out to all of them. And my favorite person in the whole wide world, Tracy Taylor, my wife, is an art teacher as well here in Albuquerque. So that's me as far as teaching goes. You can see in the background, I've got, instruments up. I love music. I love to create, love to listen. I like long walks on the beach. No.
And as you were talking, it all started coming back to me because I read your book a while ago when we first did the manuscript. And as you kept talking, I'm like, oh, yeah, I did know that actually. And you're education just seems to run in your family. And I think that when families are like that, it literally runs in your blood. I feel like there's just a part of your DNA that morphs somewhere. and that with your wife being an art teacher as well, then, the line continues.
So that's amazing. And it's really not just teaching, but overall, in my family, it's service to community, to country, especially country. My grandpa was in the Air Force. My other grandpa was in the Navy. I've got, other family in different branches of the military and law enforcement and fire department. So it's really just service overall. But there was those footsteps I found, and I was like, I'm going to walk in those. So
I love that. I love that. That's definitely something to be proud of, right? When so much of your lineage is really rooted in service to others. That is definitely something to be proud of. So very cool. So we're here to talk about your book, A Place They Love. I love the title. I love the cover that I saw in your cover release a little while back. Tell us a little bit about what the inspiration was behind writing this book. And if you could go into a little bit about the cover design as well, how did that come about?
Yeah, so I'll start with the inspiration behind it. And for me, the inspiration, there's a couple different points of inspiration, but first and foremost, it's the students that we work with. I began to read and get, books and get professional development on things like school culture and how we should, treat students and best practices and all these different things from different books or podcasts. Of course I went to Teach Better in 2019, and that was, left a huge, huge impact on my teaching career. So I realized, you know, I want to impact students. And so I began to, like, in a really positive way beyond what I was doing. And so I started, you know, doing all these different things that I was learning about and reading about, and, you know, started following and making more connections with educators, you know, in my PLN, and just really began to see growth in myself, but also how it affected my students. And so I felt that what I had been doing was something that I could offer up to help impact on a larger scale. And so the students, you know, are my drive. You know, they're the reason why I, you know, really why I wrote this was because I want to impact the teachers who can in turn impact the students. You know, the title is A Place They Love. Like, the whole inspiration is like, let's make sure that kids love school. There's a student of my, a former student of mine who has a contribution in the book, and she talks about how she's sick of hearing that kids hate school and how she's worried about the future of kids. Like, if school is just this place that everyone's like, oh my gosh, I hate school, I can't believe I'm here, like, what does that future look like, you know, for us? And so that was kind of her inspiration for her contribution. So I'm really happy to share that part of the book too, you know, share that moment with my students as well. So the students, I go back to that. We're here to positively impact students. That's part of the title as well. So it's all about students and relationships and connections and, you know, student engagement and excitement. But there was some more inspiration, some people that really pushed me to write. I already mentioned my wife, Tracy, is my favorite person, but she really did give me the courage to write. You know, I started noticing as I was blogging, like, this theme kind of running through of like, hey, a place they love, a place they love, a place they love. But I was like, well, that doesn't mean anyone should go write a book. It just means you kind of are noticing these things. But she was like, no, like, what you're writing is good. Like, go for it. And so she was a big inspiration as well behind that. We'll shift now. We'll talk about the cover a little bit because I was super, super excited about the cover. So I started, you know, kind of brainstorming with my wife again, like, cause she's the art teacher. She sees things better than I do. And so I started just telling her, this is kind of what I'm envisioning. Like, I want it to be like, almost like the school. And the first idea was like a schoolhouse with kids just like running to get in. Right. Mm-hmm. But everything I could come up with, I felt like was too elementary and not, and didn't speak to like, would speak to every grade. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, we talked about it and she brought up this idea of like, what you're saying in your book is like, kind of like the key to unlocking, you know, the place that they love. And so we continued to talk more about like the idea of like the heart and the lock and the key and all that. And so little by little, it kind of came together and I, you know, kind of put something together and sent it off. And then it came back, you know, the way it is now. And it's even better than what I could put together. And it's just, I love it. I'm in love with my own cover, which is awesome.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I was, while you were talking, I was trying to get the cover up here, and it's going to be on my weird background, but here it is for us to share. So there is the heart and the key, and it just looks kind of, I want to say retro, but I don't know what it is. It just looks maybe urban. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I love it. I think that is a beautiful cover. And so I'm super excited about that for you, because the cover, I think a lot of times people who are not authors underestimate the importance of seeing your cover for the first time. Like, it is a visual representation of all of the hard work that you have put into that manuscript that until that point really didn't have any kind of picture to it, really.
Right. It's finally starting to feel like real. Like, yeah. every moment it feels a little more real. Like the first time you, like, I talked to Sarah, and then the first time you like gave me feedback, and then all those steps, it just feels more and more mm-hmm. real. But like when I actually held my proof in my hand, yeah. It was like, oh my God, this is real.
Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, I love, I really, really love your cover. So I think, and you touched on this a little bit, but I'm going to ask you to come back to it. Why was writing A Place They Love really important to you? Like, why did you feel like this message needed to be said?
Just because of some of the things that I had been seeing on social media, and I was like, you know, it looks good out there. You know, I'm seeing all these things and I'm learning from all these other educators in these schools. And then I was coming back to my own schools and looking at the schools that I've taught in, and I'm like, why aren't the schools that I teach in like that? You know? And so it was really like, first I want to start with myself. Like, I'm going to start with myself and see if this actually, you know, test it out for myself. And when I found this is beneficial, students are engaged, they're excited, I'm making relationships with students and their families, and I started to notice all these positive things. It was like, I need to get this out so that it affects not just my classroom, because I know it's working and I know that there are other teachers who would benefit from this. And so I thought, you know, again, it was, what's the best way for me to get this out? And so at the time it was blogging, but then it was like, well, let's consider a book. There were a couple other important reasons, and so I'm from New Mexico. I am from the state that everyone forgets is a state. I remember we went to Disney, it was Disneyland, the one in California, Disneyland. And we were talking with people in line, because what else are you going to do? And they asked us where you're from, and we said New Mexico, and they're like, oh, I've been to Tijuana before, but like, I've never been to that part of Mexico. And it was like, okay, we're last in education.
The new part. Forget.
Yeah, the new part. Yeah. So it's like, so I really felt like it was like, I want to represent my state in a positive way, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this is another opportunity to do that just for me.
Like, you're putting them on the map.
I want to, well, yes, and, yeah. And in a positive way, because unfortunately we kind of get a bad rap for like, oh, education, this, education, that. And it's like, but there are some great educators in New Mexico. I've worked and currently do work with a lot of great educators who are doing amazing things. And I don't think that representation is there. So I was like, hey, if I can do this for my state, sure. Like, I'll do that. But again, it's that I also want to pay homage to my family and the teachers in my family, you know, and kind of, you know, and it's in part dedicated, the book is in part dedicated to the educators in my family. You know, I'm proud to be an educator. I'm proud to follow in those footsteps. And so if I could represent my family and education at the same time, like, it was a win-win for me.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's amazing. I love that. It doesn't matter. You know, I think that having personal reasons for doing these, that for writing these books, like, that's okay. You know, we spend our personal time doing it. I'm sure you weren't writing the book at school. You were writing the book during your personal time when you could have been choosing to do other things. And I think that if you're doing that, there has to be a personal connection. There has to be a swap of energy in that space in order to really make it work. So yeah.
I just want to impact
to share those.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I can impact, you know, because I'm seeing, like, I've reached out to a lot of my educator friends who are really interested in like getting this message out to their schools and stuff like that. And so if I can impact, like, obviously I want to impact everybody, but I want to impact the state as well. Like, that part is personal to me, because it's where I'm from. I'm proud to be from New Mexico, and, you know, I'm proud to teach in this state. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. But I think we can take steps to get better and improve. And, you know, we all can, not just New Mexico, but that's just where I'm from. It's my heart. So.
Aw, I love that. That's very sweet. Okay. So back to, sort of the book and its audience, like, who is the audience for The Place They Love? Like, who were you targeting a specific group, or what are you thinking?
Yeah. So I went straight to the source. I went to the teachers, you know, because they're the ones who, work directly with students. Now, obviously they're like, everyone at the school works with students, but the ones who are in the trenches on the daily basis, But it doesn't have to be like the general education teacher. You know, this is for SPED teachers. This is for interventionists, for specials teachers. Regardless of what age or grade you teach or what subject you teach, it's really intended for those teachers. Because what I wanted to do was not just give them like trendy stuff, like, oh, I did this in the year whatever and it worked then. It was more of like, this is the principle of what I'm getting at, and it works in multiple settings. And so I really wanted to make it these things that I'm talking about, I really wanted to make sure that they were timeless and that they were, you know, universal. And so evergreen. Evergreen. So that was the goal when sitting down to write. That was the mindset and all that. So it really is for teachers. Now, administrators, there's a special chapter just for you called Dear Administration.
So it's for everybody, is what you're saying.
It is for everybody. It is for everybody. Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, so what other resources do you suggest for readers? I heard you have a website on the horizon, and then where can they find you?
Yes, the website is in the works. I will, as soon as that is up and running, I will, you know, make that announcement on all my social medias. But for now, the best place to kind of follow me, as you can see there on the screen, is at Carba Eli on Twitter. That's where I am most active. But that same handle applies for Instagram. You can search and find me on Facebook. I'm there as well, at Elijah Carbajal. I do have a podcast that is called the Shut Up and Teach Podcast. Mandy's been you've been a guest on the show. So if y'all want to check that out and go listen to that episode, it was great. If you're interested in being a guest on the show, reach out to me and we'll make it happen and we'll connect.
Amazing. Elijah, thank you so much for being on. And again, congratulations on your launch. I'm so happy for you. I know it's been a long time coming with the pandemic in there and all of that kind of stuff. And so I'm glad that your day is finally come and it's here. And I love a place they love. And I know that it's just going to be a fantastic read for teachers, especially around this time where teaching's just a little bit hard right now, mm-hmm. like understatement of the century. Yeah. And so like having that, the idea of ideas for creating a place that the students love can only help educate our mental health as well. And so I really, really
I really hope, yeah, I agree. I really hope that educators are not just challenged and grow by this, but I hope that they're encouraged. You will read in the book, I'm not perfect in any way. So I'm not presenting this as like, I'm the perfect, I've nailed it down. You know, we're all in this together. Like Mandy said, teaching is hard right now. So I hope that in this book, I hope that you find some encouragement and some love and that you feel supported.
Yeah, I love that. Well, again, congratulations, Elijah, and thank you so much. For our EduMatch family, thank you for tuning in and for watching Elijah's broadcast. Don't ever forget that for a discount on bulk orders at just 10 books, friends, only 10 books, you get the discount already. Please contact Dr. Sarah Thomas at edumatchbooks@edumatchers.org. You can also find Elijah's books, A Place of Love, and all of our other EduMatch books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and www.edumatchpublishing.com. So thanks again, Elijah. Have an amazing day, EduMatch family, and go to Amazon and find A Place They Love right now.
Yes, thank you.